This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The National Congress of American Indians, NCAI, convened in New Orleans this week, with tribal leaders from all over the country gathering to share updates and discuss policy priorities, many of those related to tribal economies. Everything from credit access to land and energy development was on the agenda. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
One barrier to growing tribal economies is a lack of capital, says Chris James with the National Center for American Indian Enterprise Development.
Historically, a lot of times we have not had access to credit.
At NCAI this week, James's organization pushed for changes to make federal farm, business, and home loans more attainable in Indian country. James also wants to see tribally run enterprises thinking globally.
Our Native American businesses are often thinking export is just getting a good outside of our community.
But with some federal support, he says they could be trading internationally. Delegates also talked about shoring up tribal food supply chains, says Carly Griffith Hotvet with the Indigenous Food and Agriculture Initiative.
If we want to be sovereign and feed our own people, we need to have those means of getting food on the table from a processing perspective.
Next month, tribal leaders will bring these priorities to the annual White House Tribal Nations Summit. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.